Water is Rising is the name for the traveling presentation that's visiting 15 different universities and theaters across the U.S., including Tucson, this Friday. The performers are 36 men and women who all hail from the islands, which are about halfway between Hawaii and New Zealand. Scientists report that the coral atolls on which these islands sit are eroding due to the rising sea level, and that in as soon as 50 years, they may be uninhabitable. The group's artistic director, a young man named Mikaile, explains further.
In Tokelau, we live in a very small landmass. The width is, you're looking at about 150 meters. That's how wide it is. Over the years, especially in the past 5 to 10 years, we experienced the water is rising, and which is taking the land away. You know, it's soil erosion. And now we are facing drought. At the moment, I think we, our government has state of emergency because we, two of our other atolls is completely run out of water because we only drink rainwater. We don't have river. And in Tokelau, we are facing, it's going on to a year now that they have, we're facing the drought.
Mikaile says the purpose behind Water is Rising is to export the island's cultures and to raise awareness of not just their plight, but also of the ways that each of us can contribute to a solution.
We are bringing the face of the people that is most vulnerable to climate change. And we would like the people to see how unique we are and how unique our culture and how dear our culture, our land, and our people to us. We believe that we can do something about this. We are very proactive. We, you know, in Tokelau, we contribute to almost nothing of emissions. We are turning Tokelau into the first nation in the Pacific to depend on renewable energy only. And now we're also trying hard to protect our coast.
The American producer of Water is Rising is Judy Matoma, a professor of dance at UCLA.
My approach to this project comes from my love of the culture of these islands. Dances from these atolls of Kiribati, Tokelau, and Tuvalu really struck me as being extremely unique. The spirit of the people comes through really strong. When the climate change issues started to come forward, of course, it was obvious that they were at great risk. The thought of losing these cultures was terrifying for me. So we came up with the idea of having them visit the United States so people could actually see what really amazing people these are, what treasures in terms of their approach to life, and how much they know that we don't know, and how much we would lose if they had to leave their islands.
Mikaile says that he also wants audiences to take home a more developed sense of responsibility for what's happening, both here at home and in the faraway Pacific.
We would like them to do something about it and everybody to be aware that whatever contribution they do, or catching the bus and not driving big cars and planting trees, whatever they're doing, it helps to give a chance for people in small islands to keep their land forever.
UA Presents is helping Water is Rising to connect with the Tucson community in three different ways. First is a performance and dialogue with students at Choya High School this Thursday morning. Tomorrow at noon, the Center for Creative Photography will host a panel discussion entitled Vanishing Islands, Culture and Climate Change, featuring members of the company along with U of A scientists. The full performance of Water is Rising is Friday evening at 8 p.m. at Centennial Hall, which will be followed by a Q&A with the artists. Links for more information can be found on our website, azpm.org. UA Presents is an underwriter of Arizona Public Media. For Arizona Public Media, I'm Mark McLemore.